We should be able to record. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very clearly.
Okay, we'll see. Okay. We've turned the microphone on, so I think we're ready.
All right, I think we're ready too.
Okay.
This is Jane Sauer interviewing Mary Giles at my home in Santa Fe, New Mexico on 7/20. Am I right? Go ahead.
I wrote it down there, and the date today.
Oh, 7/18. Okay, well, I think... Yeah. Let's start again.
Oh, that's good.
All right. This is Jane Sauer interviewing Mary Giles at my home in Santa Fe, New Mexico on 7/18/2006 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1. When and where were you born?
I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1944.
Would you describe your childhood and family background?
Oh boy. I was one of three children. I have an older brother who's 13 months older and a younger sister, 3.5 years younger. We were born and raised in a nice little community called Falcon Heights with a local school and a local church. We had a little Cape Cod house, and my sister and I shared a bedroom, which at times was a little bit chaotic, but that's what kids do, I think. My father had his own insurance business, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom and a homemaker, and also a Norwegian rose modeling painter. She began that in World War II and studied under a number of Norwegian painters that came to the United States and eventually taught it and eventually marketed her work in some shops in St. Paul and so on. My father was born in Hinckley, Minnesota, northern Minnesota, and before he married my mother, had started buying some property up there back when you could buy property from the government. On a lake, of course, everybody had a lake place in Minnesota, it seemed like, because of all the lakes. So every Friday night, the traffic moved north, and every Sunday night, the traffic moved back south again to the cities. Dad had bought about 70 acres on a place called Pine Lake. And so he owned one end of the lake, and my uncle owned the other end of the lake on the other side, and his brother. And as children, we spent our childhood summers and weekends up there. That was a very important place for me. I was able to have horses, which I loved, and my sister had her cats, and my brother had his fishing, and we had our turtles and all the good things that come with living on a lake. My parents' marriage was rather volatile, and all through our childhood, it was a difficult one. So mother getting away with us kids up to the cabin was always kind of a refresher, always as a bit of a relief from some of the tensions that were there. But it was fun. We had a wonderful time as kids up there. I loved collecting insects, and I loved turtles and fish guts and rocks and swimming and surfboarding, all the fun things we did raising as kids. I think it was just really wonderful. Actually, mother started taking us up there all summers when the polio scare came back in the 50s, and we lost a cousin to polio, and so getting away for the summer, mother always felt was a little healthier for us.
I want to come back to how that impacted your art, but for right now, would you discuss your early education and how you came to career choices?
Well, our schooling system was pretty traditional, kindergarten, elementary school. I remember junior high always being awkward and difficult. I thought that was, I just never felt like I had the right clothes, the right look, they were such cool girls and all this and that. Well, I had an older brother who was super left brain, super smart, and so I always felt like the dumb blonde kid. But once I got to high school, I was kind of pretty, and I had a lot of, I was kind of popular, and